for the survival of our sovereignty. And it's a battle for the heart and mind and soul of the people, for our freedom and our liberty. And so we ain't gonna fight for the new world order. We ain't gonna train to be no UN soldier. And we ain't gonna give the enemy no more aid nor quarter, 'cause we ain't gonna fight for the new world order. Nation to your global plantation? Well, I don't think so. We're gonna fire off some letters to Congress. We're gonna flood them with our faxes and phone calls. We're gonna tell them we the people won't put up with their treason, with their stealing and their stalling and stone walls. And if they keep forgetting just who the boss is, we might as well not pay them any more taxes. If we the people ever finally get our whole act together, we could have the global bankers for breakfast. Because we ain't gonna fight for the new world order. And we ain't gonna train to be no UN soldiers. And we ain't gonna give the enemy no more aid nor quarter. 'Cause we ain't gonna fight for the new world order. Say goodbye and so long to the new boy Kofi Annan. Trade away our system for global communism?
We don't think so.
We're gonna agitate some radio stations. We're gonna try to get them playing our songs. And if they flat refuse to play patriotic music, then we'll know whose side they're really on. And when we take it to the streets of our cities, we'll force the media to cover our action. And when we vote, we're gonna dominate the coming elections, make the Rockefellers wonder what happened. And we said we ain't gonna fight for the new world order. And we ain't gonna train the people, the UN soldiers. And we ain't gonna give the enemy no more aid nor quarter. 'Cause we ain't gonna fight for the new world order. God bless the Republic. Through faith we cannot fail.
Death to the new world order.
We shall prevail.
Remnant, good evening and welcome to 7x70. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard coming to you live once again this Thursday evening, March 21st, 2024. Welcome to the Radio Ranch. Beautiful day today. Got some actual rain that's come in now. It's about 50 degrees. Welcome to springtime in the Rockies. Snow in the mountains. A little bit of rain down here, and today, the first or second day of spring. Spring has sprung, and here we are, and I'm glad for it. I am glad that winter is over. We wintered, got through one more, and praise the Lord for that, but we'll have the phone lines open tonight, 307-745-5913, if you'd like to give a call, but we're going to start out with a word of prayer, and if we've ever needed to pray, it is the times that we are living in, that is for sure. Well, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for this day that you give us, Lord, the strength to get up and go through this day, Lord, and the blessings that you have poured upon us. And Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be here at the Radio Ranch microphone, Lord, to fellowship with you and your people, the remnant, Lord, those that love truth, that desire your will, your way. Lord, open our eyes. Help us to open others' eyes to the lawlessness that's out there, Lord, to the lies that are there. I pray, Lord, that as the prodigal came to his senses, the prodigal son, that, Lord, you would allow the people of this land to come to their senses, to see the lies of the world, and to repent and return to you. Help us to do that, O Lord. Father, we claim your protection. We claim your angels about us, about our family members, about the remnant, Lord, to keep them and us safe and secure. Lord, we look forward to these events. We look to these signs that you're sending in the skies and on the land, Lord, and we say, praise God. Oh, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for these events. Thank you for this invasion in our land. Thank you that the economy is in the pits. Thank you, Lord, that crime is just exploding all over this nation. For, Lord, we deserve it. And we know that you bring it about to bring about repentance in your people. And I pray for that, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Remnant, want to start out with a scripture tonight. I've got some current events to go over. Got a few printed out and a page full of notes made. Just some bullet points that I want to talk to you about. But the scripture is Hosea 4:6. People say, well, what difference does the identity message make? What does it matter who is who? Well, you see that the Israelites over there with Hamas, you know, they got a couple of emails, actually several of them, that, oh, you know what? They've sacrificed the red heifers. They've got the six red heifers now. You know what that means? Oh, golly wally. And I don't give a rip about seven red heifers. Because you know what those ungodly antichrists have done? Oh, they've slaughtered 30 to 300,000 Palestinians, half of them children. I'm not standing up for the Palestinians, but because they're as antichrist as the Israelites are. They all are antichrist. They all spit at the name of Jesus Christ, and they'd cut your throat and mine both if they were given half the chance. And you know, there is one thing that you notice over there, or maybe you haven't, I've noticed it, there's no forgiveness. There's no forgiveness in the Middle East or the Far East. You know, they're mad because what somebody's cousin's grandfather did 1,200 years ago. And they live by the sword, and they die by the sword. And that's what's going on over there. And find that for me in Scripture, Old Testament or New Testament, how it applies to those people that deny vehemently and always have since the beginning of time, since he walked among them and said, you got one greater than Jonah here. And they denied him then, and they deny him today. Show me a scripture where they don't, and where what's going on today is scriptural, is biblical, that you can look to the scriptures that are all written for us and see. Oh, yeah, right here, look, this is what's happening. And it's just not. But if you look in Hosea 4, God's controversy with his people. In verse 6, he says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And he says, because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being my priest. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. Now, Jesus Christ talked about the law. He said, don't think I came to abolish the law. That's the same law that God is warning his people about, that because you have forgotten the law of God, I will forget your children. And if you can't look out in this nation today and see how America's children have been forgotten, oh, some of them are 2 years old, some of them are 22, some of them are 62, some of them are 82. Most of the ones in the 70s and the 80-year-olds have been forgotten, just put out to pasture. His word is true. Verse 7 says, the more they multiplied, the more they sinned against me. it gets frustrating when you can see some of these things. No, not a great political person, not a great understander of everything, but, you know, when you can see the events of the day jumping off the pages of the Bible, what else can you do but share with the remnant and share with those people out there that you hope to save, you hope to open their eyes? Lawlessness abounds in this land. It wasn't always that way. You know, when we don't say the Pledge of Allegiance anymore. I pledge allegiance to the flag, we used to say, of the United States of America. See, the flag is a representation of the ideals of the United States of America. And then it goes on and says, and to the democracy for which it stands. Oh, wait, that's not what it says. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. See, and that comes right from the scriptures. That is based on loving your neighbor, having one law, right? One God, indivisible. Oh, we might have our disagreements, but we all worship one God, the capital G God, the God of creation, the God, the Father of Jesus Christ, God Jesus Christ, one nation under God, acknowledging God, thanking God. Every state constitution in this nation, you've heard me say it before if you've listened in, you go back and research it. Go back to the original state constitution. If you live in New York City or Delaware or Maine or California or New Mexico or anywhere in between. And it all acknowledges God. One nation under God. To God our Creator. With thanks to the God of heavens or whatever it is. Every state's different. That's the way it is. But they all acknowledged God. But not anymore. Not anymore. And we're paying the consequences for it. You know, I saw a clip today. I hope you got to see that video. President Trump was headed to a plane. He was out on the tarmac and fixing to go, and they asked him a question and said, "Oh, we see your re-election campaign is inclining Biden to be a criminal." President Trump walks up to him and says, "Biden is a criminal. You've seen the laptop. He got caught. He lied and he got caught. He is a criminal." And he said, "And you know what? You, reporter, you media are a criminal for not reporting it." Now, see, that is 100% truth. You may not like it. The left certainly doesn't like it. The Trump haters sure don't like it. The people that have written in and said, "Take me off your ministry, you godforsaken Trump worshiper." No, I don't worship Trump. I worship Jesus Christ, who is returning. And he has said, "Will I find faith when I return?" And you know what else he said? He said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does," not the one who believes, "but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And on that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out demons and do many mighty works in your name? Look at this big old church we built over here. Look at this big old airplane I got.' And then I will declare to them," Jesus Christ says, "'Depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of lawlessness.'" You workers of lawlessness, because you have rejected knowledge, you have forgotten the law of your God, I will forget your children. And good old USA Uncle Sam's children have been forgotten by God, because we and our forefathers have forgotten his law. It is as simple as that. The lawlessness in the land. In the land, the economy is down. Oh, because greed is up. education system is in the pits because the education system there is to destroy, to steal, kill, and destroy the children of America. Not to build them up, not to glorify God, not to train up a child in the way they should go, but to destroy them. Crime's up, sin's up. Most people can't even define sin today. You get into a conversation, well, do you really think that homosexuality is a sin? You really think God is going to punish that? Blah, 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 you hear? Yeah. Yeah. 1 John 3:4, still there. Everyone, and this is the English Standard Version, everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. For sin is lawlessness. And because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will forget your children. And that's why our children are destroyed in the public fool system today. That's why they're run over by illegal aliens that are invading the land. I saw this today. Hezbollah terrorists coming across and just turned loose. Gangbang members, MS-13ers with filth on their phone. Oh, yeah, just come on in. Come one, come all. We welcome you all. Just come on in. Did you see if you didn't see the video on, I think New York Post had it, Breitbart had it, but the one part of the down on the Texas border just completely overrun. Texas National Guard members there trying to hold order and know that they were obeying orders and not opening fire, okay? Because they'd have been charged with murder by the lawlessness in the land. How dare you protect your home? Who do you think you are? But I hope you saw the video. If not, look it up. You need a link, you text me, call me, send me a smoke signal. I'll send a link to you. Overrun. And that's just a drop in the 55-gallon bucket. Just a drop of what's been going on. Saw this today, the O'Biden immigration. They're coming under flak. More people are seeing it. It's called the CBP, Charlie Baker Pronto-1, CBP and then O-N-E, 1 app. And it's on the phone that they give these immigrants. That they download for them if they've already got a phone. And it's how to get here, and it tells them how to travel, how to get money from the government. Because the government wants them here. The government wants this nation invaded. The government wants change. Do you remember that for about 8 years we used to hear? Change. Yay! Change is what we need. Yay! And that's what the Obama bastard put out. And that's what we got. And they continue to change America because they hate America as we know it. They hate that American Republic, that one nation under God, the Republic for which that flag stands. These people hate it because they love sin. You know, I do not recommend college. I recommend a trade school, maybe a community college, maybe find a CNA school. They're all over the place. A couple of weeks and $700. You can go to CNA school and then take the state exam. And if you're, as Yogi Bear used to say, smarter than the average bear, you can become a certified nursing assistant, make $18 an hour, probably to start out. And full-time benefits. It's work. It's hard. It's a service. But you don't have to go to college for that. You can take a two-week class. You can do that, be an EMT, a paramedic. That takes a little bit longer. You can go become a medical coder. You can go to tech school, become a welder, a plumber, a diesel technician, build hot rods, fix cars, heating, AC, all type stuff. You know, 6 months, 9 months investment. $300 Three college students' long-awaited spring break in Cancun, Mexico, turned into a nightmare when they were confronted at their beachfront hotel and robbed at gunpoint. The father of one of the Florida State University students who asked not to be identified, I don't blame him, because he ought to feel lucky that his daughters didn't get killed and raped and everything else. They just got held up by men dressed in camo gear and Mexican police gear with rifles in front of the hotel. And they tell the girls, you can go to the airport and leave the country before going to get your belongings. You can go to jail, or you can give us $300 each. And the girls said, we'll give you $300 each. Now, I don't know what kind of idiot it is that still lets their children go down to Cancun, Mexico, but I'll stand and call it to your face. You're an idiot. You are stupid to do that. Are you so blankety-blankety blind? Have your head so far in the sand like an ostrich that you don't see what is going on? And the father says, oh, well, I researched it. This was a good place. This was not. They were just right. It was, blah, 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 blah. And he ought to be on his knees thanking the good Lord above that he doesn't have three dead girls on his hand. It's insanity. It's lawlessness. You know, the more we get into this, the more I see how wise our pastor was. I remember him teaching. I mentioned it to my wife before I came over here and got on the radio tonight. You remember Pastor talking about how the world has just gone absolutely insane. And that was 15 years ago. And he said, you know, when you're the, how is it that, you know, when you're the only sane one in the insane asylum, they look at you like you're crazy. No, I'm not the crazy one. I'm not the crazy one. You know, the lawlessness abounds. Have you heard the story about the squatters? You know, and it comes in different varying levels. It's made the news this, a $1 million property in New York was taken over by squatters, and the ladies having trouble getting them out because New York cares more about squatters than taxpayers and honest law-abiding citizens. See, it's lawlessness. You break the law, you are protected. You try to enforce the law, we might have trouble with that. You get arrested for that. And saw this out of, where was it? Flushing, Queens. I don't know that this was the $1 million home in New York City. Says two of the three squatters who took over a woman's $1 million home in New York City fled the property. This was reported today. After recently having a tense standoff with the property's owner and facing, quote, vigilantes who tried to evict the illegal tenants. Adele Andaloro, 47, her property in Queens had been taken over by a group of squatters. While she tried to sell it, the home had been, it was her family home. Her parents owned it. They died. They left it to her. And so she's going to sell it. And vigilantes came to her aid because these squatters, the police wouldn't try to get them out. The police arrested her, who has the deed to the house in her name, and believes the lies of this guy standing there saying, I got a lease, but he wouldn't show a lease. I got paperwork, but he wouldn't show it. It's lawlessness, folks. Absolute lawlessness. But says two of the alleged illegal tenants fled the property the next day. Two of the alleged squatters seen jumping into a car and refusing to answer questions because there were a few neighbors that showed up. There were some, quote, vigilantes that showed up. Saw this from the neighbor. The neighbor here said, neighbors of the house are reportedly up in arms over the controversies, with one local, only identified as Costa, telling the Daily Mail he's been on edge since they arrived last month. We know what they're up to. We're all kind of pissed about it. Yeah. And I think they decided to go be good neighbors. They decided to follow the law of God in their heart, where it says, love your neighbor as yourself. Well, if I love my family, I am going to hate anyone or anything that tries to do them harm. That's being a good father, a good husband, okay? Guess what being a good neighbor is? If anyone wants to harm your neighbor or your neighbor's family, and you love your neighbor, you better hate them that want to come against it. And see, we have lost that in this nation. We have lost that part of that hate. That's the flip side of love. How can you love your family if you don't hate anything that wants to do it harm? Doesn't the scripture say something about to love God is what? We hear a lot about love God. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I hear that a lot. I hear that a lot. But isn't, what does it mean to love God? What does it mean? Does anybody know? That was a question. Have you ever heard of that? Psalms 97? Let's take a look. My Bible's open in Hosea. Psalms not too far away. We can flip right back over there. Let's take a look. Psalms 97. I love Jesus. I love God. Jesus said, if you love me, prove it. Keep my commandments. Hate evil, you who love the Lord. You who love the Lord, hate evil. That's on page 463 of my Bible. It is Psalms 97:10. Hate evil, you who love the Lord. See, how can you love the Lord? Didn't even David say, and he did. What was it? Psalms 130-something over here. Do I not hate those that hate thee, O Lord? Let's flip over there. I think I got it marked. Yep, there it is, still there. Psalms 139, verse 21. Here's David, a type of Christ. That churches will agree with that. Oh, yes, David was a type of Christ. And he said, do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with the utmost hatred. They have become my enemies. Now, he wasn't talking about the devil there. He wasn't talking about Satan. He was talking about those flesh and blood people that hate God, who speak against him wickedly. You can read that. I encourage you, read all. Read all of Psalms 139. They speak against you wickedly, and your enemies take your name in vain. You think it ain't much to take the Lord's name in vain? It just makes you an enemy of God, that's all. Nothing to worry about. Well, I'm just a little fired up this evening. I'm a little upset at all this lawlessness. It just goes on and on and on. And I guess God's got more ways to get our attention, because he hadn't got everybody's attention yet. Massive record-setting wildfires in the Appalachian Mountains. War, rumors of wars all over. The world's in turmoil. Israelis in Gaza and the Ukraine and Haiti. Our South Command, Southern Command of the Armed Forces, ready to send U.S. troops to Haiti. I can tell you what, they are packed. I can tell you that. They are packed and ready and waiting to go. They are. So what do you do? Well, so what do we do? You repent. And if you've already repented, well, you better grow in your faith. Let your faith be increased. Let your trust in God be increased. Make it a habit of memorizing Scripture. See, it doesn't, you know, it's not that hard to memorize Scripture when it really hits home. You know, when you got everything else to do, I just don't have time. It's just so, I don't have time. It's not a big deal. Well, guess what? When it gets to become a big deal, you start memorizing Scripture. You do. You start remembering that, and especially with everything that's going on, you better be remembering that on the good side. You know, Romans 8:28 says, God works it all for good for those that love Him. Well, so then you can say, well, Lord, I'm gonna do my best to love You, so You will work it all out for good. You know, you do have to believe. You have to believe His Word. And if you're anxious, and if you're fearful, and if you're worried, remember Philippians 4, where he says, be anxious for nothing. But here's a little formula for you that can help you be anxious for nothing. By prayer, in supplication, and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. It's as simple as that. And God will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. So yes, we are in this world. We're not to be of it. We cry out as the men of God of old cried out to repent and live. I read a couple verses last night with Paul after the prayer meeting, and one of them is Daniel 5:27. It says, you've been weighed in the balances and found wanting. You remember that story? The hand of God came out and said, guess what? It's up. Jesus said in Matthew 12, verse 41, he was speaking to those that thought they were righteous, that thought that they were the bomb diggity. They thought they had it figured out. They were the religious leaders of the day, and they were as wrong as they could be. And he accused them. In Matthew 12, 41, he told them, he says, the men of Nineveh will stand at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For the men of Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonah. And now one greater than Jonah is here, and that was Jesus the Christ. And they that saw that didn't repent. Oh, they saw His miracles. They saw Him bring the dead back to life and heal the lame. They saw Him open the eyes of the blind. And they didn't want to believe Him. And they are condemned for it. But you know, God has put all types of signs and wonders here. He's causing His Son, the S-U-N up in the sky, that He created for signs, the shadow of it to have another great American eclipse, this time in the, not really opposite, but oblique or whatever, not quite perpendicular. Yeah, not parallel, not quite perpendicular area, to throw a shadow over this nation. Mark it with a big old X. Right at a place that, no, it's not called Little Tijuana, but it's called Little Egypt. As a reminder to His people. And the partial or totality of this upcoming shadow from this eclipse will pass over 8 cities in the U.S. and Canada named Nineveh. He is trying to get His people's attention. Now, Remnant, I know I'm preaching to the choir. I'm just trying to motivate a little bit to to motivate us all as I look at myself in the mirror here, in the window reflection, to make sure that we don't pass up opportunities to share this with those that need to get right with God, with those that aren't right with God, that don't believe, that are like that dad, that stupid dad that sends his lets his daughter go down to Cancun, Mexico. What is he thinking? And he ain't the only one. He's just representative. Oh, Lord, open their eyes. I hope these videos of those illegals, invaders, overrunning our southern border today, I hope that goes viral. I hope everybody gets to see it, and it helps open the eyes of the blind that we are absolutely being invaded. We've told you before, and it hasn't changed, the why. Why it's happening? Because this nation was founded on the Word of God, and we have turned away from the Word of God. It was 400 years ago when the pilgrims came to this land, celebrated the first Thanksgiving. What was that, 1621? That's been 400 years. And you know, for about 300 years, we had it pretty good as a nation. Because God's law was the basis for our law. You could say His law was the law of the land. You didn't murder because you'd get killed. The government would put you to death if you murdered or kidnapped. At least for a while. But you know, these last 100 years, well, we've turned away. We have. Matthew 24:12 says, because lawlessness is increased, the love of many will grow cold. And we've seen that. I've seen that in my lifetime. More lawlessness. More and more and more. Exponentially more the last couple years. And you know, most people just get colder and colder. See, people get bitter. That's just how our people are. It's unfortunate. It's something to overcome. It's something to recognize and not to let rule over us, but we are to rule over it. But the love of many, the heart of man grows cold because the lawlessness abounds. Because it's anarchy, it's chaos, it's every man for himself. It's, you know what, I got enough put away to save me and my family, and everybody else is just going to have to do the best they can. That's just how it is. And I hear that from Christians I talk to. Second Thessalonians 2:3 tells us, let no one deceive you in any way, for that day will not come unless the rebellion comes first, and that's rebellion against God. And the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction. And so, lawlessness, that's what I've got my notes on tonight. And, you know, Pastor, many years ago, revealed the man of sin. We've been playing those messages for our Sunday Timeless Pulpit Truth services. I have sent out more Revealing the Man of Sin booklets and CDs these last couple months than I think I ever have before. First preached in 2007 from the pulpit. And this little 20-page booklet is a summary that Pastor put together. Revealing the Man of Sin. Now, it's not that it's just that man's sins. No, but it's that man that leads others to sin. That's like the Pied Piper that represents sin as good and what you want. In front of this booklet, a little teaser, it says, this booklet will reveal to you who he is, the man of sin, what he is, why he is, and even his name. So if you'd like it, we'd be glad to send it to you. if you want to help us cover at least some postage, which those rates have tripled in the last 3 or 4 years, it seems like. You ask for it, revealing the man of sin. Ask for 20 of them, or 50. We'll, you know, help us out a little bit with postage and whatnot. We'll be glad to send them to you if you want to pass them out. I tell you, I had a brother, I just got the last of them in the mail to him, had a brother ask for 100 of the Psalms 91 bookmarkers and made a nice donation for him to pass them out. Got another brother up in New York, said, hey, send me 20 of those and 20 God Save America Again CDs, DVDs. I'm passing them out. And this brother is. And he's done it before, and I appreciate it. And God knows, even if nobody else does. We've done what we can, Remnant, to give you the tools to help you fulfill the Great Commission. And that's not just preaching Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I've read you quotes from Jesus where he said, depart from me. I never knew you. You who practice lawlessness. And they're going to say, but my preacher said law, that law was nailed to the cross. Yes, Jesus, you took that law away from us. Thank you. And he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. I don't know what the heck you're talking about. His word says, don't think I came to abolish, but to fulfill. That don't mean it's done away with. Read the word. I encourage you. I got a God Save America Again DVD here in my hand. I made another, I think, about 75. Made another 75 of them today. And I encourage you to have it, get it, order it, order 10 of them, pass them out, drop them off in a library, coffee shops. You know, we used to say truck stops and libraries and convenience stores and gun shows, anywhere you can. Just put it out. It's just truth. That's all it is. It's just truth. And the truth is like a lion, we've heard say. Just turn it loose. You don't have to protect it. You don't have to make excuses for it. Just turn it loose and pray. Pray. I was texting with a brother today, and his was having problems with his power. And he said, about an hour of the power with the after an hour of the power being off, I decided to do my evening prayers. Psalms 91, Luke 21, 36. We know Psalms 91. Let's turn to Luke. See what Luke says. Luke 21, 36, not 96. Did I say 96? Luke 21, 36. But keep on the alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. And I know this man. And he prays. Whether he knows it or not, he will have the strength in that day to stand before the Son of Man. Because this man has obeyed the word of God. This man's not perfect. Far from it. Heck, he's not any more perfect than me or you or anybody else. But he's forgiven. And he prays. See, he obeys the word. So he says, after my power was off, I decided to do my evening prayer, Psalms 91, Luke 21, 36, and others. 5 minutes later, power came back on. He says, I figure everything happening now is experiences to prepare us for the future. Amen. Amen. I was encouraged greatly by that. We need to be praying. We do. And, you know, when I ask you to pray, it's not just for my benefit. When we gather on the Wednesday night prayer meeting and pray, it's not just for others. That's not how God works. James, and I know we're running out of time. I'll try to wrap this up here. James 5:13. Is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray. You know, there's a lot of suffering in this land. And I just don't see that there's the same amount of prayer as there is suffering. But this is an instruction. Is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray. You know, we read in I didn't read it. I just remembered it there in Philippians 4. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in prayer, in supplication, right? Be anxious for nothing, but in prayer, present it to God. It says here, is anyone among you suffering? He must pray. Is anyone cheerful? He's to sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? He must call for the elders of the church. They're to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And we do that. Sometimes we have to do it over the phone and symbolically. But when we pray for others, that's what we see in our mind's eye. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so you may be healed. And you may say, bah, hogwash. And I say, you know, the cross is foolishness to those that are perishing. But to us who believe, it is the power of God. So you can, and probably not you listening, but we have friends and family and others that you say this and they just kind of look the other way and kind of shuffle their feet and try to find an out to the conversation. But it's truth. And it works. And across the page in my Bible is James 2. Had this conversation with my 15-year-old daughter last night. Very positive conversation. You believe that God is one, you do well. The demons also believe and shudder. So by golly grimaces, you know, Satan believes. When he tempted Christ, he knew who Jesus Christ was and is and always will be. And he knew and knows who God is. He believes. Satan believes in God. But he ain't a Christian. He ain't being saved. So you better do more than believe. Yes, I know the Bible says believe and be saved. It also says save yourself. Oh, so I can save myself? Yeah, in the right context. If you make the right choices, if you do the right things. But you got to do more than believe. You got to do more than believe. Well, it's exciting times, Remnant. I'm excited. I am excited about this eclipse coming up. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, it's a busy time of the year. It's springtime. The days are longer. There's more sunshine. We have Passover coming up, according to the solar calendar, on April 2nd. So we encourage you. You got a little bit of time. If you're not familiar with Passover, We celebrate Passover, not Easter, but we celebrate Passover. And so if you want to know more about it, you can contact us here at the ministry. You can give us a call, give us an email. We've got time between now and then to kind of go over some things and hopefully answer a question or two or point you to the scriptures regarding Passover. So I hope if you have questions that you ask, They say the only dumb question is the one that's not asked. So we've got Passover April 2nd. 6 days later, got a full total solar eclipse over, three times as many people as the last one went over. Making a big X right here in the good old JERUSALEM. And I kind of verified this yesterday, and they're saying every 71 point some odd years, I didn't write it down. They call it the Devil Comet. Devil's Comet, because it says it looks like it's got horns. BP 210 Barnes & Noble or something, I don't know. But it comes around every 71 years, and guess what? It just happens to be time for that comet to be blasting through the solar system, and some reports said it'll be visible during the eclipse. How about that? I'm excited. I'm trying to be ready. I'm trying to be prepared. I hope you are as well. Mentally, physically, spiritually, as God leads you. And I think a big part of that is to be in prayer. Well, Remnant, that's all I got for you tonight. I thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And I hope this broadcast was a blessing to you. I encourage you to join us Saturday morning for Coffee with the Wranglers. Good Lord willing, we'll be here Saturday morning, 7 a.m. Mountain, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. on the East Coast, and 6 a.m. on the West Coast. Hope you'll join us, and we'll have the phone lines open. Remnant, know that we pray for you. We appreciate your prayers. It's what keeps us going. And be ready. Be ready. God bless.
Now you've heard the story about the King of Kings, who was born of a virgin and above all things. Yes, he was, and he wasn't, and he is, and he's yet to come. And how he went to the desert and was tempted thrice by the serpent, who was Satan and the father of lies. How he did all the things that he did, 'cause he was Yahweh's own son. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. So they hung him from a tree till he was crucified. Then they carried him and buried him in a tomb 3 days and three nights long. And with a bang and a clang and a great big boom, the angel removed the stone from the tomb. And when they all went looking inside, well, Jesus, he was gone. And now you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father calls it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now as the Spirit moved and the church caught fire and the gospel spread through the Roman Empire, that old devil's old world order was turned upside down. It seemed the more that he martyred and he crucified, the more the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ was multiplied, until the gospel of the saving grace of Christ was finally spread the world around. All because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father, he caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now the Muslims say it's down to Allah bow. The Hindus pray they'll come back as a cow. The Orientals say only Buddha's the way.